Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
From Busch Stadium in Ballpark Village, the 28th annual winter warm-up is on. Once again from Cardinals Nation Restaurant, here's Tom Ackerman on KMOX.
Well, it's great to have my good friend Lydia Olmstead here with us. She is here as part of the Cardinals winter warm-up, and Lydia, who is blind, caught a foul ball at the game, I want to say it was 2 years ago. Ricky Horton is with us, Cardinals broadcaster. It's great to see you. It is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Oh. Actually, I heard of. So yeah. She texted me from the game and said, I just caught a foul ball. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, where are you? And I went down. She said it just landed in her hands. It's unbelievable how that stuff happened.
There still had to be reaction to that, though. That is a great story. And, you know, it just shows the human things that happen at a ballpark. And I love you sharing that and love being with both of you here. And it, just to think about that, because it is, you know, the baseball matters. We, you know, you care about winning and losing and all that stuff. But there's other things that happen at the ballpark, too. And that sounds like that was a pretty special moment.
It was unbelievable. It is it's great to see you. I love this time of year, and I do not care where the team is projected.
Yeah.
I don't care what about anything. We'll get to Jupiter, and we'll deal with all that.
Right.
But right now, here right now, it's a renewal of a season. Heck, I remember in 85, they picked you guys finished last.
They did, and I'm wearing a ring right now from that year. So they weren't all – they're not always right. And you know, we don't know that's going to happen now, but – and that took a while to develop, too. And we think about the 85 season. It wasn't like the team, you know, jumped out 10 games over 500 in April. We were kind of average for a month and a half or so until things started to click. The young players, and again, we're talking about young players in 25, until the young players found their kind of sea legs and started to get more confident and realized that, you know what, we can play with the big boys. And that's kind of what happened. Vince Coleman, of course, had a lot to do with that. Todd Worrell coming later. But, you know, a lot of young players there. Terry Pendleton. Those are the same type names that we talk about when we talk about Nolan Gorman and Jordan Walker and the guys with promise that we just kind of want to see them fly.
Absolutely. You know what? And it's a journey. And when we call these games and cover these games, we're going to tell it to you straight. I mean, we'll tell you. We're going to cover baseball and explain what's going on. But I do have a feeling that you have young players proving themselves. Great things can happen. You just mentioned the name Vince Coleman. I mean, Coleman basically told Dal Maxville, I'm not going back.
They laid out his next couple of weeks for him in a meeting, and they said, yeah, you're going to be here, you'll go here, you'll do this, and then you're going to go back to AAA. And he goes, nope, I'm staying here. Yeah. And you know, if you're around Vince at all, and you know, we've both been around him quite a bit over the years, and exciting that he's going to be here, for the Baseball Writers Dinner tonight, and he's going to be in town, Cardinal Hall of Famer. But if you're around him, you know the man does not lack confidence. And it's hard to play the game, frankly, of baseball, if you don't have a little bit of that in you, at least a little bit.
You have to. Like, you can't – if you're a player, you can't sit here and dwell on the headline of the Post-Dispatch that says, stuck in neutral in a reset year. I just realized that this paper was sitting here while I had every player come through.
Right.
And You know, that's all right. I mean, that's a little fire in the belly,
and
I would say.
And reset is not a bad word. In fact, you know, just talking over with all the people involved in the Cardinals front office, I think reset, you know, really means we're resetting our philosophy. And you know, rebuild is a word that says we're not going to win and we don't really care about this year. And that's not what they're doing. And you might say refresh, you might say reset. There's, you know, a lot of rewords that you can use, but you know, I think reset can actually be a positive thing, just in terms of kind of, you know, I think players, Tom, frankly, reset every year in terms of what their season's like. I mean, they reset and kind of understand what they're good at, and they, you know, you kind of have to go through those lulls, up and down moments throughout a baseball season, and you know, clearly the Cardinals are going to begin this season with that word in mind.
Absolutely right. We're also joined by the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney, is with us. How lucky am I that I get the radio broadcast team right in front of me? John, let me pump up your volume
there
so you can hear it a little bit. Man,
when'd you get in, Tom?
I got in last night. We had a great caravan. We went to Springfield, Joplin, Rolla. I know you hit Columbia, Jeff City, and Fort Leonard Wood.
Fort Leonard Wood and Jeff City the first day, and then Columbia, Hannibal last night.
And we were in Peoria and also Champaign and Bloomington, and had really fun crowds there. You know, that the caravan, and you know, we all agree on this. We've talked about it before. The caravan represents what's so cool about Cardinal Nation. I mean, fans that are out, and you know, clearly the weather has kind of been kind of rough. It's cold, but they come out and just with great optimism and hope. John, about the season coming up, and I always say, and you hear me say this, John, during the year, those are the people that I feel like I'm talking to once the games start. Those folks that are out there at caravans.
Well, and we had good groups throughout the caravan, and I thought our players really identified well with the fans, and vice versa. Our guys were really excited to be there, had fun with them.
Yeah.
They wrote down words or phrases on their name cards that they had to work in.
We got them, too.
I'll tell a story tonight at the writer's dinner about one last night that was pretty good.
Well,
but
I'm going to tell you one right now because I'm looking at him. Jose Fermin is doing a Spanish interview just over your right shoulder. And his word for one of the stops that they put on his card that he had to work into an answer was ukulele. So and so he started. I said, well, tell us, did you play other sports as a kid? He said, well, mostly I played the ukulele.
Well, he worked it in.
Well, he did. He worked it in.
Matt Kupierniak, who is like the quietest Cardinal, period, I guarantee you. There is nobody that keeps it inside. He is silent. But he started to come out of his shell a little bit. So his phrase was Winnie the Pooh when he opened up his thing. So one of the kids said, who inspires you? You know, yep. So we go down the line. He's like, honestly, Winnie the Pooh. And we just died the whole play.
And it was a blustery day, too, as I recall my Winnie the Pooh literature.
Oh, that's funny. And Mitch Harris tells me, John, that you had easily the biggest group of players and staff. I mean, that's like an offensive line. Alec Burleson, Lucan Baker, Jimmy Crooks, Matt Adams, Mitch Harris. I mean, I can block some pass rushers with that group.
Oh, exactly. And I had to stand on a milk crate to talk to those guys. But Jimmy Crooks fits right in. He has a little give and take with him, and he lets things roll off. And Burleson's hard on those guys. And they all took it, and we had a great time.
That's great. I love the group. I think that it's a group that is – Ricky and I were talking about it before you came over, John, that there's a competitiveness about them. There really is. There's a competitiveness about the group that is special, and I think that will drive them. Competitive – you need competition and respect, don't you, among your clubhouse to be great?
Well, you have to care for one another. You have to pull for one another. And that's something that goes way back to George Kissel and goes back to Dave Ricketts and many of those in past years. And that's why you win. That's why you get through tough times. And that's, I think, how you learn to win, Ricky, is by having some success after going through the whole process. But when you add up, I mean, it's going to be a young team. But add up the games played already. And it's a young team that has a pretty fair amount of experience. And I don't know if Nolan Arenado is going to be in the lineup the first game of the spring or not. He can be traded tomorrow. But you do have experience with Helsley. You have Contreras, who's in there. And the experience that you get from Mason Wynn, I don't really look at him as a young guy the way he performed last year. And he went through that full season, and he said he is well prepared for the rigors of a full season coming up in 25. And we need a breakout from Jordan Walker, too.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And all that is part of the hope of a new season. And, you know, I've got to say when we were talking about you were mentioning that just the connection of the players and how they get along and they're just pulling together, and that's part of winning. If you're pulling in different directions, it doesn't work. It just doesn't. I was on teams like that. Doesn't work. You have to be kind of all together. It's funny, on the caravan I was on, and that included Pedro Pajes, and we also had Jose Fermin. I mentioned Ryan Lutis was there, and Michael Ciani, and we also had Xavier Scruggs as our alumni guy. But the point is, the hardest question that those guys had, it was really funny to watch it. A couple of young kids asked some great questions, by the way. They asked about approach and, you know, all kinds of really detailed baseball questions. It was really fun. But they said, well, who's your best friend on the team? Who do you like to get along with? And they all just kind of shook their head, and none of them could answer that question. They said, you know, we really just all get along. And Ryan.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Luda said, well, you know, kind of everybody in the bullpen. I know them more, but really everybody. And I really sense that that was a sincere answer, because I think there are times where, you know, it's easy to say, well, there's a guy I, you know, grew up with, or a guy that I, you know, spend a lot of time with, or I go golfing and fishing with him, whatever. But in this case, it seemed like it was a real us answer from all those guys.
I think the most interesting question we had, a young man in Jefferson City asked the guys, what city has the hottest girls?
How young was he, the guy that asked that?
Well, he was like, I think 15 or 16. I don't know.
That's old enough.
That's awesome. Hey, these are baseball questions that need to be answered. And you know what? There is more to a baseball season than the games. We see it. You guys travel with the team. I mean, there's a lot that goes on in terms of bonding behind the scenes as well. You have meals together. Where I'm going with this is your group. You know, that actually is the same as what's going on in the clubhouse. You all have to be a family, too. And I mean television.
Yeah.
Chip Carey. Jim Hayes, Brad Thompson, you know, all the people behind the scenes, Jim Jackson, Mike Claiborne, You all spend time together, care about each other. That matters.
I don't think there's a season I can recall where he had more fun than last year and the year before.
And the year before.
And on top of that, both years.
We all went out together during the season. We don't get all that many opportunities because of the schedule. But if you do have a day game, it's played quickly. You can get out to dinner or at least spend some time after the game and hang out for a while before you turn in. And we've done that more the last 2 years than any of the time I've been here, and this is my 20th year coming up.
And great support from the TV guys, too, you know, and back and forth, really. If there's something of interest that, you know, we want Cardinal fans to know, and however you're consuming Cardinal baseball on that particular day or moment, you know, we're all going to get a chance to say the things that we think about the team and what we see, but we share information quite a bit. And that really, honestly, starts with Ollie Marmol. And you know, Tom, because you talk to him all the time, he's very open to letting you know what's going on. He meets with us every day, and that makes our job easier too. I'm really grateful for his availability on a daily basis, and it just helps us communicate to fans kind of what's going on inside that clubhouse and what he's thinking.
Last thing from each of you, and you mentioned it. Tonight is the Baseball Writers' Dinner. It's a big, big event at the Missouri Athletic Club. John, you're the master of ceremonies. Just give us a little preview, kind of how you're feeling about tonight. You have all those people in that room, and we celebrate the game of baseball together.
Well, that's what we do in St. Louis. We celebrate baseball. That's been going on since the beginning of time with baseball in St. Louis. And it's going to continue tonight over at the Missouri Athletic Club. And we have the 1985 team that we're going to be honoring, one of the finest Cardinal teams, 95 and 87. Keep those teams healthy. Can't stop them. They didn't beat themselves very often. Good defense, running, and the way they played. We're going to celebrate that with the 85 team and some of the guys coming back tonight. And Ryan Helsley will be honored. And Ricky Horton is the good guy of the year. That's open for debate. But
obviously, John didn't vote.
It was open for debate last year when I got it. I can tell you that. I tried to tell him I'm not a good guy. I turn Ricky's mic off all the time when he's not looking. It's not a good guy.
Well, you're doing a good, nice service for the fans, some would say. But favorite part that I'm looking forward to with the dinner tonight is the fact that I'm going to have a moment with both Todd Worrell and Vince Coleman as Rookie of the Years with the special sponsor group prior. And you know, just being with those guys that you battled with 40 years ago, and to think about the fact that Cardinal fans still remember, you know, you have to have been born perhaps to have the real link to it, but the older fans that have been Cardinal fans a long time certainly remember that brand of baseball in 1985, 87. We miss Whitey Herzog. We miss him terribly, but it is great to be together to celebrate.
I remember those nights when we had Bob Uecker in that group at the Baseball Writers' Dinner. Miss him a lot.
Well, we're going to miss him a lot. They're going to miss him a lot in a number of places, everywhere around baseball. He was a guy that you just loved to see coming, had a smile for you, always had something nice to say or a dig that was pretty funny that you could get into. And I really treasure the times before ball games when I get out there early enough that I could go over and when he got to the booth, just hang around and ask him questions about the Johnny Carson show and being with the Cardinals and as a kid being able to fulfill a baseball dream in Milwaukee and go way beyond that. But Bob Uecker definitely was Mr. Baseball. And this morning I watched his Hall of Fame speech again today before I came over, and it's incredible, especially the story of his birth. It will live on.
If you think about the on one hand, who in the last 40, 50 years has sold baseball the best? I mean, he's on that list. There's no question he's on that list. I think Tommy Lasorda's on that list, and it was around him quite a bit. And there are many others that
I'll
did that.
Locally, Mike Shannon.
Mike Shannon
definitely
did
on
there's,
that list.
There's
nobody
no question.
Sold more tickets in Budweiser than Mike Shannon.
100%. And that's a short list to be on, and it you know just shows that you know his love for the game, is you know his love for his team, and of course he was a Cardinal in 1964. And
even though he said he didn't remember playing here,
you know.
at the Writers' Dinner that night,
he did.
And when he got his ring, they threw it into left field because he was warming the pitcher up in the bullpen.
And I'm also reminded that on his World Series check, there was a deduction for the tuba that he damaged while he was using it to shag fly balls in the outfield during the series.
So and then the next night after that dinner, he was given a national award by the press club. And he got up and he said, you know, St. Louis is special to me. I met my wife here Yeah, I haven't seen her since we got married, but if anybody's seen her, I'd like to know how she's doing. She's sitting right there in the front row.
Of course.
But that's Euchre humor there.
No doubt.
So great. Great to have you guys. Best radio team in Major League Baseball. Ricky Horton, the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney, Mike Claiborne, Jim Jackson. Have another great year. We'll see you down
in Jupiter. Brian going to join us this year on the road. He's going to be our technician.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. And Ryan Schulte is super talented. You guys are going to have a great time with him.
We're looking forward to it. Going to be a good year.
We'll be.
See you guys tonight.
Hi, Tom.
Yep,
see you later.
Thank you. We'll be back. Bernie Miklas is going to jump in with some thoughts on the Cardinals, and we also have a number of players that we've been talking to here today. What a treat. It is Cardinals winter warm-up time on KMOX.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.